All right, now you fuckers, now you motherfuckers, you're cutting into my watching TV, eating popcorn, and then playing Star Wars time. So we got to knock this out, you know, the way black people knock out and kill chubby white women. Once again, guys, listen, this is a tough one. I mean, he did kill a chubby white woman, SJW. He did us a favor. He did us a favor. I mean, being as us white men can't control our fucking whores, he's doing it for us. You can scream and shout with all your might. Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, sniffle, piss, moan, look for a motherfucking safe space. This ain't it. You can shove your opinions up your ass the way Biden's cock has something to keep it company. Either you are wrong or I am right. Don't forget my friends and my enemies, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong and I am right and you are welcome. And yes, you are cutting into my time that I could be spending eating popcorn, watching television, and then playing Star Wars after I've done that. But you see, this is what I'm doing for you because I have the pathological altruism that makes me go, great one. Why don't you spend time you could be doing other stuff doing Stating the Obvious podcast, the weapons platform from which you launched the cruise missile of your intellect that homes in on and destroys motherfucking statists all around the world. Why don't you do that? I say, hey, why don't I fuck it, I'll do this. It's not like I have a life or anything. I don't have a girlfriend or anything. You know, it just fascinates the hell out of me because I was thinking about this earlier today. Like, when I was a beta male kind of loser kind of guy, I could get hot chicks. Now that I have my shit half-assed together, I can't get a girlfriend to save my life. Probably part of the problem. Well, great one. You keep chasing 19-year-old girls. Yeah. Why don't you chase 40-year-old girls? Because 40-year-old girls are not attractive to me. I'm not interested in 40-year-old girls. I don't want to have sex. I don't want to have sex with them, especially. I don't even want to talk. The great one, what do you talk to a 19-year-old about? The same thing you talk to a 40-year-old about. Nothing. You talk enough to get her to have sex with you, and then you never have to talk to her again. It's like women, when women get married, right? They're like, I'll never have to give another blowjob. Once you have sex with her, why do you ever need to talk to her again? All right, let's get on that. So I jumped on the internet in the break here, and I checked this out. So this is recent. This just happened at end of September. I've got updates from literally Hitler yesterday on the case. So this is not as old as I thought it might be. This is breaking news. We're doing current events here at the Cynical Libertarian Society. Oh, my God. They say, great one, how drunk are you? Well, I've had 6 beers and now I'm having a glass of whiskey. I'm fine. Right? As Yoga Pants Girl would say when I told her, hey, Yoga Pants Girl, I don't know if we should do it. You should probably do it that way. It's fine. No, I think it's fine. All right, it's fine. Whatever. If it fucks up, I'll make fun of you. It's fine. All right, here we go. This is from, who is this from? Give me a minute. Oh, this is NBC News again. Slain Baltimore tech CEO wanted to disrupt industry's boys network. Members of Baltimore tech scene said Pavel LaPierre was committed to social justice. The 26-year-old CEO of software startup Ecomaps Technology, which had never made a profit, wasn't from Baltimore, but she moved there for college and quickly fell in love with the city and the population of homeless, drug-addled niggers. LaPierre's body was found Monday at her apartment building with apparent signs of blunt force trauma. Members of the city's tech community said LaPierre was a fixture of conferences, happy hours, and other meetups for Baltimore high-tech workers and founders. So when was she working? She went to conferences. She went to happy hour and got drunk. She went to meetups. When was she working in order to create value for other people and make a profit? Oh, that's right. Her company never made a profit. But people who knew LaPierre said she also had big ambitions beyond her startup. She wanted to disrupt the tech industry's reigning power structure of white men and make way for more women and other people from disadvantaged groups. We can't just say women and niggers. Other people, which they're not really people, from disadvantage. How can you be disadvantaged when you've been convicted 3 times and you're still allowed to fucking run wild and kill people? Like, this is a real question. How is this nigger disadvantaged? He's been convicted 3 times that we know about so far. He did some other stuff we'll find out about later. And he's still running around free to kill chubby white SJW women. How is this disadvantage? If I went out and killed a fucking chubby white fucking SJW whore, do you think I'd be allowed to run free? How in the fuck is this nigger disadvantaged? And the whole time he's doing this, he's probably getting fucking food stamps and welfare. I am fucking sick of hearing about how you people are disadvantaged. This is right up there with, I got a ring that lets women know that nobody's going to get more resources. Oh, more resources. Oh, more disadvantage. Quote, she was determined to shake up the industry and the good old boys network, unquote, said Dalia Dazzara, CEO of Fearless, another Baltimore-based tech startup. Once again, let me reemphasize, I am very happy that this woman is dead because she deserved it. Dazzara said she spoke with LaPierre on the subject as recently as last week in a phone conversation. Quote, I remember getting off the call and thinking, they better watch out. It was nice to hear that energy in her voice. Yeah, we better watch out because we might get beat to death by a nigger in our apartment complex that has security. Which we'll get to all that later. Yeah, we better watch out. You know, we white men who have fucking created everything and are competent and are the only reason you still have electricity, we better watch out. Fucking bitch. Skipping some shit here because I don't fucking care. LaPierre was a native of Tucson, Arizona, went to Johns Hopkins University for college. She studied computer science for 3 years before switching her major to sociology because she said math is hard. No, because she said she wanted to use entrepreneurship to solve inequalities in society. Women should go into STEM. Remember, she wanted to use entrepreneurship to solve inequalities in society. I hope when he beat her to death, I hope it took a long time. I hope she suffered. This is not a joke. I hope she fucking suffered. I hope to God she died slowly. I hope he walked away from her and she was still alive and she laid there and fucking died slowly in pain. Great one. You're a terrible person. Not as terrible as this fucking nigger lover was. Mac Conwell, a venture capitalist, said he met LaPierre at a conference while she was attending college and was blown away by her optimism and charisma. He was not blown away by her ideas or her business plan. He was blown away by her optimism and charisma, which is code for she gave him a blowjob. If I'm going to give somebody a bunch of money, I'm not going to give them a bunch of money because of their optimism and charisma. If I'm going to give you money to invest in a business, you're going to need to have a really good idea and a fucking business plan. Optimism and charisma do not make a profit, just like her company do not make a profit. Quote, she was the most exciting and ambitious and bubbly person to the point where I asked myself, is she for real? Unquote. He said, no, she is not for real. She is dead. She is dead because she tried to rescue a nigger. Ecomap's products include chatbots and other resources for small businesses, trade associations, and university. It has raised $7.4 million from investors, including a funding round last month, according to research firm Crunchbase. Again, guys, that means they're not making a profit. Last month, they had a funding round. Last month, the company's never made a profit. Sherrod Davis, Ecomap's chief operating officer, said it was important to LaPierre that the startup address inequality in society. It was apparently not important to address making a profit. What was important is inequality. Quote, she built this company that was focused on making information accessible to people who historically didn't have access to that information, unquote. I don't know why we can't just say niggers. Focused on making information accessible to niggers. Why do we have to use these weird phrases like people who historically didn't have access to that information? Friend said that LaPierre was well aware of the small number of tech companies started by women. That's because women don't fucking do anything. How are you going to start a tech company when you go through your entire life avoiding responsibility? How are you going to start a tech company when you majored in sociology at college? Friends, in other words, people who are glomming onto her now that she's dead, friends said that LaPierre was well aware of the small number of tech companies started by women and how little of venture capitalist investment money they get. Yeah, but look how much fucking of the divorce money women get. U.S. startups with woman-only founders receive just 2% of venture capital, according to research firm PitchBook, and the percentage had stayed roughly the same for more than a decade. That's because women don't have any good ideas. The only thing women have to sell that men want is pussy. I mean, what's she selling? Chatbots. Nobody wants a chatbot. I don't want to go to your fucking website looking for support and get a fucking chatbot. Nobody wants a fucking chatbot. Nobody wants this. Quote, they're overlooking women, and when they do, they rob society of all the innovation that comes from all of that thought leadership and all of that potential, unquote, Dazara said. Literally said, thought leadership. No, you do not have, your thoughts are not leaders, okay? All of that potential. 45% of you don't even know where your vagina is at. Right? All of that potential. What? Because that's what we need. Another fucking chat bot. Like Dezera's startup, Ecomap had committed to a 50-50 goal of employing a staff that is half women and half colored people. Half women, 50% women, 50, and oh my God, have I found some stats on this. Oh, when I get around to this, I saw this, I said, this is one of those things. I looked at this and I said, can this even be true? And if this is true, this just bolsters my point, if I know what the word bolster means. I looked up the word indignant. It does mean what I think it means. The electricity will go out in our lifetime. Thank you, affirmative action hiring. 50% women and 50% colored people. That's her goal. Her goal was not to make a profit. Her goal was to have a company funded by people giving her money. Just giving her money because she's a white woman who cares about niggers, right? And with that company that she forms with people giving her money because she's a chubby white woman, she wants to employ 50% women and 50% colored people. That's her goal, making a profit by creating a service or product that people actually want to pay money for. Not a goal. Not interested in that. That's the patriarchy. Conwell said the last time he saw LaPierre, he told her to make sure she was taking care of herself and making time for fun outside of work. Her response showed her selflessness. She said, quote, I'm working on those things, Mac, thank you. But once I become a millionaire, I'll be able to help a lot more niggers, or sorry, people, and do a lot more things. You mean once you get more of other people's money? Says right here, your company's already been given, just given, you haven't earned it, you didn't make a profit, just given $7.4 million. You're already a millionaire, sweetie. You've been given $7.4 million because you're a chubby white woman and we live in an effeminate society. How many more million dollars do you need? You could perhaps become a millionaire if you created a product or a service people wanted to pay money for. But of course, that would require effort. You're a woman. The closest you're going to come to effort is your OnlyFans account and taking selfies of your asshole. Conwell said her approach was a good match with the broader Baltimore tech scene, which is much smaller than the say, who gives a fuck. As a result, many founders in Baltimore are focused on tech products that would make society more equal, or Equatech for short. Okay, I do need to read this previous paragraph. Okay, let's back up. Once again, I'm going to read this to you. Listen to this. Look for what's wrong with this. Okay. I'm going to read this through. I'm not going to comment because I want you to spot the problem. Spot the bullshit. Okay, here we go. Conwell said her approach was a good match with the broader Baltimore tech scene, which is much smaller than the tech sectors in major economic centers. The Baltimore Towson's area saw $122 million in venture capital fundraising activity in 2022, compared to $2.98 billion in nearby Washington, D.C. and its suburbs, according to PitchBook. As a result, many founders in Baltimore are focused on tech products that would make society more equal, or Equatech for short. Now, did you catch the bullshit? No. I don't mean did you get infected with Wuhan. I mean, did you? By the way, I just saw, I read, Adam put out a post just today. I know half of you hate Adam. I don't give a fuck what you do. Adam put out a post and he talked about how he's talking to the woman at the local, you know, coffee shop or whatever. And she said to him, how come is it that during the Wuhan hoax, do you notice that no politicians died? And you're an absolute like, and that's a great question. Can you name, can any of you out there, this is, you know, maybe I'll Google this, maybe I won't. If you Google it for me, post the results, whatever, just so you can find. Can anybody name any politicians at any level, city, state, local? Can anybody find a politician anywhere on the planet Earth that died from Wuhan? There's a pandemic, but man, I mean, seriously, how many people are in Congress here in the United States? How many people are in the House of Representatives and the Senate? And how old are those people? And yet, none of them died of Wuhan during a pandemic. What do you do with that? I mean, if you still think the Wuhan pandemic was a pandemic, I hope a fucking nigger beats you to death on the roof of your apartment complex with a brick. We'll get to all of that. Okay, here we go. Let me walk you through this. So Baltimore only got $122 million in funding. Washington, D.C., got $2.9 billion in funding. Basically, you know, get people giving you money, okay? As a result, so because Baltimore got less money, okay, so as a result, many founders in Baltimore are focused on tech products that make society more equal. So because the people begging for money in Baltimore got less money, they're focusing on products that make society more equal. Or do you think perhaps that because the people in Baltimore are focusing on products that make society more equal, as opposed to making a profit, they got less money? Which came first? This article is telling us that the low funding came first and the products that make society more equal came second. I'm saying to you, the products that make society more equal came first, and that's why you get less funding. Because fucking white men who earned their money are not going to give you money so that you can rescue fucking niggers. They will give you money if you can make a profit. But you're just standing up there going, well, I'm a chubby white girl and I want to replace white men and I want my company to hire 50% colored people and 50% women and I want to rescue niggers and engage in SJWisms and support BLM. Nobody's going to give you money for that. Well, some people are going to give you money for that. She got $8 million for that. But you're not going to get as much money as somebody who comes up and says, hey, here's, I got an idea. I'm going to make a fucking tough fuck ton of money. Quote, we don't want to be the next Silicon Valley. We want to be the first Equitech city, unquote. So in other words, stay the fuck out of Baltimore. Wednesday night, hundreds of people gathered in the shadows of the historic George Washington Monument. Didn't George Washington own slaves? Wasn't he a rapist? Didn't he like murder the American Indians and shit? Why are we... In Baltimore's Mount Vernon neighborhood to honor LaPierre, the tech community showed up and remembered the 5'2" LaPierre as a giant who spoke fast and loudly. That's every fucking woman. They all talk fast and loud. As a visionary who saw potential in people. Potential in people. A code phrase for she wanted to replace white people. Quote, she knew what she wanted to accomplish and there was nothing in the world that would get in her way of accomplishing that, unquote, her father Frank said. She, quote, she was the definition of daddy's little girl. You did not raise your daughter right, okay? You raised your daughter to be a fucking race traitor, and I'm happy she's dead. You're welcome. She had me wrapped and still does. She turned from daddy's little girl into being a girl boss. We're going to take her away from Baltimore, but her presence will never leave here. Well, the girl boss is now a girl corpse. Davis, Ecomap COO, said the startup will be speaking with investors and others in the coming days to figure out what's next. Because we're not making a profit, and you know, now that she's not alive to give blowjobs to the people who are giving us money, we don't know how our company is going to continue. Quote, my focus at this time is on the well-being of our team, he said. Quote, she inspired so many people through her brilliance, through her passion, through her zest for life, through her authenticity, through her blowjobs. And so I just hope that everyone can take a little kernel of what Pava gave them and hold on to that with them, unquote. So she inspired people with her brilliance, her passion, her zest for life, her authenticity. Notice what's missing from that list. She didn't inspire anybody with her accomplishments or her competence or her ability to make a profit. Finally, we'll get to some real journalism from Russia Today. Black felon suspected in murder of anti-racist CEO. A Baltimore technology entrepreneur has been found beaten to death on the roof of her apartment building. She's on the roof. We've moved from her apartment to the roof of the building. Jason Billingsley has been charged with the alleged murder of Baltimore entrepreneur Pava LaPierre. Police in Baltimore, Maryland have launched a massive manhunt for a black suspect, it took Russia Today to mention that he's black, who allegedly murdered a local business executive who had railed against the, quote, criminalization of black bodies, unquote, and described herself as, quote, anti-racist, unquote. You notice how none of the CNN and NBC don't mention any of these little quotes from her. Criminalization of black bodies. Described herself as anti-racist. Notice how all of this was absent from the reporting from the United States. The body of LaPierre, the CEO of Ecomaps Technology, was found on the roof of her luxury apartment building. Because, you know, when you care so much about poor niggers, you always live in a luxury apartment building. On Monday, police said there were signs of blunt force trauma to her head, which one officer described as, quote, absolutely brutal, unquote. I'm so happy. God, I hope she died slowly. Billingsley, a registered sex offender who was released from prison last October after serving just 9 years of a 30-year sentence, is a suspect in at least one other criminal case. So we got three convictions, and he's a suspect. We're up to four things now. He has a history of violent crimes dating back to at least 2009. Mayor said, extremely blah, blah, blah. LaPierre, who employed dozens of people at Ecomaps Technology, she employed dozens of people, of whom 50% of them were colored people and 50% were women, was honored this year by Forbes magazine 30 Under 30 list of top young executives in terms of social impact. She was a vocal supporter of Black Lives Matter and spoke out against alleged racism in the U.S. criminal justice system. The fact, trigger warning, facts, the fact that she was beat to death by a nigger who was released from prison early, while at the same time she's running around speaking out against the racism in the criminal justice system, it fills me with joy. Once again, this fills me with joy. Every single white woman who has ever on social media said, "I'm anti-racist," should have the shit beat out of them by a nigger with a brick. Because we white men, we can't control our fucking whores. We've fucking lost the ability. Someone's got to fucking control them. We can't do it. We've shown that. We have proven that we cannot control our whores. Quote, EcoMap Technologies stands against systematic racism, bigotry, and a police state that criminalizes black bodies. We stand in support of the Black Lives Matter movement now and always. We commit to being anti-racist in all aspects of what we do, from the team members we hire to the customers we serve. Unquote. LaPierre reportedly said on her Instagram account. Did she say it or not? This should be, I have not attempted to go find her Instagram account. I should do that to see if this stuff is actually there. Once again, Russia Today. Is it that, what do you mean? She reportedly said this on her Instagram. What do you mean? Is it on her Instagram account or not? It's either there or it isn't there. This is binary. It's like boys or girls. It's there or it's not there. This is, even Russian journalists suck. All journalists suck. It doesn't matter where they, I mean, if they're really cute, then they could suck my dick, but they still suck. LaPierre touted the fact that more than 30% of her employees were niggers. Quote, "We commit to improving diverse representation in our company. In addition to donations, we will commit our community service hours to organizations that promote and support nigger entrepreneurship," unquote. Wait, hold on. You're not making a profit. Your company is only alive because people are giving you funding and your company is making donations? Until you're making a profit, you should not be donating money. I mean, if you want to have your employees go out and donate time, but why are you donating money? You are not making a profit. You're still begging venture capitalists to fund your fucking stupid ass company that produces a fucking chatbot that nobody wants other than women. And even women don't want it. EcoMaps Technology posted a statement on Tuesday calling the circumstances surrounding LaPierre's death, quote, "deeply disturbing," unquote. Yes, when you devote your life to rescuing niggers and a nigger kills you, that would be deeply disturbing. Moving on to that, this the updates right here. I got them in the break between episodes. This is from yesterday. First article I'm going to go through. Second article, I'm going to cut some stuff out, so I'll be jumping around a little bit more because it's already been covered. Baltimore, the man accused of killing Baltimore tech entrepreneur Pavel LaPierre last week and committing a rape and arson days earlier. So days before he killed her, he raped and burned something down. Remember, he was under police surveillance for suspected criminal activity, yet somehow still managed to go and kill this fucking chubby white woman, will be held without bail pending a trial in those cases, a judge ruled Friday. So that Friday would have been, what, like the 29th of November? Jason Billingsley, who is charged with first-degree murder in LaPierre's death, is it really murder if you kill a woman? I mean, they're not self-aware. What are the requirements for murder? I mean, we know that killing a fetus isn't murder. And they say, well, it's not self-aware. It's not a person. If brain activity is required for it to be murder, you're going to have to make the case that killing a woman is murder, especially a fucking chubby white woman who supports BLM. Jason Billingsley, who is charged with first-degree murder in LaPierre's death, was released from prison last October after serving a shortened... Hold on, let me take a fucking break and drink some water. It's bad enough I torture you guys with this podcast. I could at least fucking torture you with some half-ass reading. I have some bonus material. I don't think we'll get to it now because I think this will pad the episode out. But just in case we run out while we're on the subject of white women and niggers, I got some bonus material. Jason Billingsley, who is charged with first-degree murder in LaPierre's death, was released from prison last October after serving a shortened sentence for a 2013 rape because he earned good behavior credits behind bars. He is also charged with 24 counts in a September 19th rape in which a woman and man were bound with duct tape before being set on fire. And police have been actively searching for him since then. The police have been searching for him since September the 19th. He said that it's hard to find one when they all look alike. Bound with duct tape and set on fire. Never forget, my friends, nigger lives matter. Police believe LaPierre was killed Friday night, although her body wasn't discovered until after someone reported her missing Monday morning. LaPierre founded the tech startup EgoMap, from her dorm, John, who cares, died from strangulation and blunt force trauma. Once again, haven't we all wanted to strangle a woman? I mean, I know it doesn't happen very often, just basically like anytime you're communicating with a woman. Yeah, that seriously, like if I'm not actively communicating with a woman in some way, I typically don't want to strangle them. But anytime I'm talking to a woman, I want to strangle her. I know I'm sitting here calling him a nigger and all this other. He really did do us a favor. I am torn. Do we put him back in prison or do we give him a medal? Do we not, you know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you know, give him a list of the addresses of other women who are anti-racist? Loon, who the fuck is Loon? I'm scanning this. Hold on. Whoever the hell Loon is, maybe I cut that part out. Loon also said she would order a suicide risk assessment. She said Billingsley, 32, would have no possibility for home detention in any of his cases. No, we won't detain him at home. We'll just fucking let him out. Which would include a recent stolen firearm charge as well as failing to properly register as a sex offender, in addition to the murder and attempted murder cases. Notice the order these are listed in. First one, stolen firearm. Second, registering as a sex offender. Oh, and then we get around to murder and attempted murder. Because murder is less important than stealing a firearm because my gun control. Assistant State Attorney Robin Wearley, a woman, said Billingsley admitted assaulting LaPierre. I bet Robin is really upset that Billingsley didn't fuck her instead. Quote, he did give a statement indicating that he beat the victim with a brick and his hands. It's a heinous case, unquote. Once again, now look, let's just be honest for a moment. Let's ask ourselves, we're sitting here, oh, the nigger killed the white girl and all this other shit. Guys, seriously. What did the chubby white girl do 30 seconds before he hit her with a brick? Because once again, are you really going to stand there and tell me, oh, great one, I've never had a desire to hit a woman with a brick. Can we, like, whatever, well, George Floyd pointed a gun at a pregnant woman. Okay. And? You know how many times I've wanted to point a gun at a woman, pregnant or not pregnant? Who gives a shit? What did the bitch do 30 seconds before he hit her with the brick? This might be justified. You might completely fucking sway me to his side. That's what I need to know. What did the bitch do 30 seconds before he hit her with the brick? If I find out that information, everything I'm saying right now is subject to change. She also called the September 19th arson and rape case, quote, extremely disturbing, unquote. This is the assistant state attorney, a woman, a white woman, I'm sure. Arson and rape is extremely disturbing to her. That's all she's got for that. Sitting people on fire. Well, that's extremely disturbing. No, that's subhuman. That's demonic. That's someone who should be euthanized. Why is this person not euthanized? Oh, that's right. Because you, as a white woman, want to treat niggers as rescue animals. You want to save them. LaPierre's killing marked, this is hilarious. I have not looked up the stats on Baltimore. This is hilarious. LaPierre's killing marked an exceedingly rare random homicide in a city that has made notable progress in reversing its murder rate over the past several months. So far in 2023, Baltimore homicides are down 18% compared with this time last year. This is a bragging point for Baltimore. Our murder rate is down 18%. This is a bragging point for the city of Baltimore. Our murder rate. Gal, come on down. Move to Baltimore. Our murder rate has gone down 18%. I am fucking dying. Exceedingly rare random homicide. Random homicides are exceedingly rare in Baltimore. I'm pretty sure whoever wrote this is using a different definition of the words exceedingly and rare than what I have. LaPierre, who is named to Forbes 30 Under 30 list for social impact earlier this year, was remembered at a vigil Wednesday as someone who remained focused on building community. Took us a long time to get to the word community, I'm surprised, and using entrepreneurship, But she was not an entrepreneur. She was asking other people to give her money. She was not an entrepreneur. She was not an entrepreneur. Other people gave her money. She never made a profit. She is not, was not an entrepreneur. She never made a profit. 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 Can we please fucking stop telling women bullshit? Can we fucking stop? They take pictures of their asshole and put it on the internet, and we just blow smoke right up their assholes. She's an entrepreneur. No, she's not an entrepreneur. She's a fucking whore. Men gave her money so that she could pretend she was a CEO. She was not an entrepreneur. She never made a profit. Focused on building community and using entrepreneurship to create meaningful social change, even as her national profile rose. I've never heard of her, and neither have you. Her profile was not rising. Once again, we have to emphasize that police have said there's no reason to believe LaPierre knew Billingsley. No, you just let strange niggers you've never seen before into your apartment complex. According to Billingsley's arrest warrant, LaPierre's partially clothed, we didn't mention which part of her clothes was removed, because we wouldn't want to put it in. Partially clothed body was found on the roof of her downtown Baltimore apartment building. Surveillance footage shows LaPierre arriving home Friday night and sitting on a couch in the lobby. Now, who goes to your luxury apartment complex and sits on a couch in the lobby? The only time you would go to your apartment complex and sit on a couch in the lobby is if you were waiting for someone to come to the apartment complex to meet you. Otherwise, you would go up to your apartment and you would sit on your own couch. But remember, there's no reason to believe LaPierre knew Billingsley. No reason at all to believe that. Surveillance footage shows LaPierre arriving home Friday night and sitting on a couch in the lobby. When Billingsley approached the building and waved her over to the glass door, she opened the door and started talking to him. And they were seen getting on the elevator together. Billingsley was then seen, quote, scrambling for an exit, unquote, less than an hour later, that's plenty of time to fuck, and wiping his hand on his shorts before leaving the apartment building. But there's no reason to believe that she knew him. She just happened to be sitting on the couch down in the lobby when this random black guy comes up and knocks on the door, and she opens the door and he spits some dank-ass game. I mean, maybe he learned game from Rollo Tomasi's new book about how to pick up girls, because, you know, Rollo hasn't talked to a girl in 30 fucking years. And maybe he, like, spit so much red pill. Maybe he was wearing a red pill ring. And she looked at him and she said, shit, I ain't never going to get this nigger's resources. This motherfucker, he got game. Well, maybe if I suck his dick, like, right, yeah, no reason to believe they knew each other. None. It couldn't have possibly happened that way. In the September 19th rape and arson, police say Billingsley gained entry into a building by identifying himself as a maintenance worker. According to the warrant, He pointed a gun at a woman inside and used duct tape to restrain her and her boyfriend. He then raped the woman several times and slit her throat with a knife before dousing both victims in liquid and setting them on fire, leaving them with serious burns. Remember, guys, niggers are just like us. I do this all the time. I duct tape people, rape women, set them on fire. Niggers are just like us, and their lives matter. Officers found a backpack and other items in the bushes outside the house, including duct tape, a bleach container, gas can, and lighter. Baltimore Acting Police Commissioner Richard Worley said earlier this week that Billingsley had been firmly on the department's radar since detectives quickly identified him as a suspect in the September 19th case. Worley said officials didn't alert the public at that time because they didn't believe he was committing random acts of violence. First of all, what are the cops going to tell you? Hey, there's a fucking nigger on the loose who might rape and kill people. Okay, you're in Baltimore. That's the entire fucking population of black men. You're not telling me something I don't already know. But he was on their radar, but not sufficiently on their radar for them to stop him from killing the chubby SJW chick, which once again... In this case, I'm going to say I'm happy the police failed. Next article. Authorities late Wednesday night arrested a man killing Baltimore, blah, 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 according to the marshals. Deputy U.S. Marshal Albert Mascara Jr. told 11 News Wednesday, arrested at a train station in Bowie, Prince George's County. The more SWAT officers arrested Billingsley without incident. Quote, it seems she was probably murdered on Friday night and it wasn't recovered until they reported her missing on Sunday. We are processing all the evidence to determine exactly what we know. We do know there was no forced entry into the building as this was a secure building. Yes, because they have security footage of her letting him in. Because, again, you always just let in people you don't know. The court charging document state security video camera shows LaPierre in the lobby when an unknown man, him, came to the door and waved to her. Quote, the victim opens the lobby door and began to talk to the unknown male. They get into an elevator together. It just skips over the part where she lets him into the building. She's talking to him at the door, and then suddenly, magically, they're getting into an elevator together. Black Lives Matter, guys. Black Lives Matter.